Hello everyone, this is Danny J and you're listening to the Gator Bait Update, number 7. Okay, so the Florida Gators played against the South Carolina Gamecocks on Saturday. They were able to come up with a win 20-7. It was almost a shutout, but it wasn't. Unfortunately, the Gamecocks actually scored, you know, at least one touchdown in the fourth quarter. The Gators actually had a lot of injured players for this game. I think they were out 9 starters for the game, so that actually was not very good, including the quarterback. The quarterback, Del Rio, wasn't even playing due to an injury as well. So the quarterback, Austin Appleby, actually started for Del Rio, and I think he actually did a pretty good job. Overall, I think we all know who his favorite receiver is, Antonio Callaway. Oh my gosh, that dude is like a beast. He's ridiculous. I mean, and he's so passionate about the game. It's really inspiring. It really is. And I know a couple of times Austin Appleby actually surprised a lot of people. One of the plays, he actually ran like 33 yards, like out of nowhere. Like, we all thought that he, you know, passed the ball to Scarlett, and he actually ended up running 33 yards. So that was actually kind of cool. There was a lot of interesting plays, but there was a lot of bad plays, as most of you know. There was a lot of penalties. It was ridiculous as far as penalties goes against the Gators. It was also missed tackles. I know that we actually, you know, held them, you know, to only make one touchdown, but it's really ridiculous of all the missed tackles that were in this game, even though that they didn't even get that many touchdowns. They just, you know, they had a lot of missed tackles. It was ridiculous. But it was actually good to see that the defense wasn't doing, you know, all of the work like they usually do. Like, the defense, as you know, we are, I don't know if we're rated number 1 in the country or something like that. I heard that. I don't really know if that's true or not. But I do know that our defense is definitely a killer. But it was nice to see that the offense actually kept up with the defense. So I think for the first time in a very long time, we actually had an offense and we actually had a defense. It was actually a really good game to watch, like I said, except for the penalties and penalties and the injured players and the missed tackles. One of the injured players, actually, we were already on our second center, so we actually had a brand new freshman center actually start the game because the injured player actually happened like in the first part of the game. Like, it was like the first 10 minutes of the game or something like that. The center got hurt. He got injured. And we had a brand new true freshman center. And it was kind of funny because you could see him. He was in the huddle. He was like the shortest one in the huddle. It was fabulous. It was very, very interesting. But I will say this, though. Gators can't make the same mistake that they have made within the past couple of games, especially the penalties. I really, really hope that these injured players do come back, because as everyone knows, we do have to go against LSU, and I have a feeling that if the Gators keep playing like this, the LSU is just going to trample, you know, all over them. I mean, like I said before in the beginning, this game should have been an easy 35-0 game, or even like, you know, 40 something. But because of all the penalties that they got, you know, we got stuck with, you know, 20-7. But they do play LSU on Saturday, and I really, really hope that they all learn from, you know, the mistakes, and they end up watching, you know, the video and everything of how they played against the South Carolina Gamecocks, because yes, it was a win, but at the same time, the South Carolina Gamecocks aren't really, you know, rated, and they're not really, their defense is actually not that great. So it kind of makes me wonder, okay, did we have a good offense because South Carolina Gamecocks defense is not that great, or was our offense actually, you know, really good, you know, compared to our defense? I mean, because usually our offense is not the same as our defense, and with the South Carolina Gamecocks, I just have a feeling that because they don't really have a really good defense, that's probably why we were able you know, to dominate in certain areas for that aspect. But I will leave you with this. Let's hope that the Gators can pull off a win against LSU. And if y'all have any questions or if y'all have any comments and you'd like to call in and voice your own opinion, I think that my opinion, I'm not saying that I hope that Del Rio does get better. I mean, I hope his injury does get better and everything like that. But I really like if Austin Appleby was to start against LSU. But again, that's my opinion. I know he's never really played against someone or a team that great before. So I don't know if, well, obviously if Del Rio is still hurt, obviously he's going to start anyway. But if Del Rio actually comes back and he's able to play, I would actually like to see Austin Appleby actually start over Del Rio. Because just the past couple of times that Del Rio has played, he's actually been really good. He's producing, you know, score points, you know, on the scoreboard and everything. And he seems like he really knows the offense. Like, the offense communicates really well with him, especially Antonio Callaway, Powell, and Scarlett. It just seems like he has a little bit more of a connection than Del Rio. But again, that's just my opinion. Everyone has their own opinions, but it was definitely a good game to watch. Like I said, except for all of the penalties and stuff. So let's hope they come out with a win against LSU. I will talk to y'all later, and hopefully everyone has a wonderful day. I hope y'all enjoyed your Gator Bait update, and see you next week for the Gator Bait update number 8 against the LSU. Go Gators!